Hard to believe, but today marks the 2-year anniversary of the historic flooding event that devastated parts of Connecticut. On August 18th, 2024, torrential rain overwhelmed roads, homes, and businesses, with some communities seeing record-breaking rainfall in just hours. It was a deadly storm. We lost 3 people. As mentioned, roads and bridges were washed away, and the damage reached an estimated $300 million. Joining us now to take a look back and see where we're at today is Josh Morgan from the Department of Transportation. And Josh, I remember this time 2 years ago like it was yesterday, especially because it felt like every other day I was on the phone with you or somebody from the DOT because, man, the cleanup was extraordinary.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Melissa. Hard to believe it's been 2 years since that historic flood event just really was tremendously impactful. Like you mentioned, 3 people died. So many businesses were just devastated by the floods, you know, not to mention the roads, bridges, and infrastructure that was destroyed as a result of the, you know, 12 to 15 inches of rain that fell in a matter of hours. It feels like yesterday, but also feels like a lifetime ago.
Tell us about some of the hardest hit areas as far as infrastructure is concerned, Josh. I know you had teams on the ground pretty quickly, but I mean, again, you were talking about not an anthill, but a mountain of problems from the roads to the bridges, even areas washed underneath train tracks.
Yeah, I mean, we mobilized crews almost immediately. The flood warnings came in, and then we started getting reports from the field that afternoon and that night that roads needed to be closed. We needed to go out there, set up signs, put trucks out there to stop people from driving over flooded roadways. Little did we know that the water and the intensity was going to be so severe that it was going to just completely wash away the infrastructure. When the sun came up the next morning, picture was pretty clear of the widespread damage throughout the Naugatuck Valley, Southbury, Oxford, Monroe. I mean, these communities were absolutely devastated. Homes were lost. Businesses were closed. We got to work immediately trying to assess really what happened and what the path forward was going to be to rebuild. That started with our crews having to remove just an incredible amount of debris, rocks, sand, silt, trees that were completely uprooted and pushed downstream. Overall, we removed about 1.5 million tons of debris throughout the storm. And then we had our bridge experts go out and take a look. Some of the areas, I mean, you and I could tell that bridge had to be replaced because it was completely gone. But we wanted to look at all of our infrastructure. I mean, water was sitting and flowing over, on top, underneath, around these structures. Even though it may have looked fine, we wanted to go on top and underneath, make sure all those structures were actually going to be safe and secure. At the height of this event, we had about 30 roads, state roads, closed, not to mention all of the local infrastructure that was damaged and the local roads that were closed. And you had mentioned the washout. We had some issues on the Danbury Branch line, the New Canaan line, but really the most impactful issue was on the Waterbury Branch, with just a whole section of earth just completely washed away. The tracks were dangling with nothing underneath them. So obviously the train service had to be stopped until repairs were made. So it was really an all hands on deck effort from every aspect, every corner of the agency, coordinating with state and local officials, coordinating with the federal government to try to unlock some financial assistance and financial resources. And just really a tremendous effort from our crews, the contractors that stepped up to the plate, and the overall response to make sure that connections were reestablished and people could go leave their homes. There were some issues where people were just completely stranded because of these bridges and roads that had washed away.
And again, we've got Josh Morgan here from the Department of Transportation, and we're talking about the 2-year anniversary of the historic flooding that took place. And it really certainly hit the Naugatuck Valley, but also areas like Danbury, parts of Fairfield County. And again, it was all hands on deck. The DOT, I mean, you could probably outline better, Josh. Would you say it was all hands on deck for weeks, for months? I mean, how long would you say, you know, we exhausted crews to really rebuild Connecticut after the flooding?
Yeah, it was months, you know, from the initial, you know, setting up signs and detours and closing roads to cleaning up the debris over several days to then, you know, removing the damaged infrastructure, rebuilding it. And the work continues. So we actually have three projects out there, two in Oxford, one in Southbury, where we had to quickly put a bridge in place. So we actually have some temporary structures that are out there. That we're still designing to create a new permanent bridge. So the temporary bridges are safe and secure. They're just not a structure that's meant to be out there for, you know, 50, 75 years like a permanent bridge. So this work is still ongoing. We've actually just recently had some public information meetings about the Route 34 over 8 Mile Brook in Oxford. These are going to continue. We're not going to finish up design until probably the spring or summer next year. But this is, you know, 2 years ago, but the work still continues today.
I mean, so there's, I know, an area, I think, was Route 8 also impacted by the storm or no?
Not too much. It was really a lot of, you know, what we had saw was undersized culverts. So those are the pipes that are underneath the road. Just really couldn't handle the amount of water that was coming through. So then the water had nowhere to go, so it just pushed into the bridge and knocked them away. So it was a lot of the state roads that were impacted. There may have been some issues on Route 8, especially down in like the Seymour area, some of the structures there. But that's when, you know, the water sort of goes up over on top of the road, washes away. We go out there and inspect it. But it was just really a Herculean effort to get crews out there, to get contractors mobilized. And really hats off to everyone who was involved, and especially our contracting partners who really answered the call. You know, we put it out there. No one was expecting these work, this type of work, these types of emergency projects. Everyone already had a full plate and a full thing, a workload to do. The contractors stepped up to the plate, really. And, you know, Connecticut-based contractors helping out Connecticut was just really a success story coming out of the August floods.
Josh Morgan from the Connecticut Department of Transportation is here. We are taking a look back. 2 years ago today was the historic flooding event, devastating parts of Connecticut. And we're looking at where we're at today, Josh. Are any of those projects still, I mean, I know you were saying yes, so that was a dumb question because you literally told us just before that, yes, there are still some projects that are kind of lingering and that we should kind of have completed still. But did it lead to, would you say, delays in projects that were supposed to be done, you know, 2 years ago? Did that lead to kind of a pipeline of other projects not getting done on time? Or can you kind of give some context to that, or when we will see kind of, I guess, the August 18th flooding impact be totally in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, you know, all hands on deck, but it didn't slow down the planned work, the work that was already out there. You know, there was an event that really impacted a section of Connecticut. Eastern Connecticut was really spared from the rain and the devastation that, you know, fell through the Naugatuck Valley and parts of Fairfield County. You know, looking back, I mean, we had to stop running trains on the Waterbury branch line, had to bring in emergency bus services because we couldn't strand those commuters. You know, it took about 6 or 7 weeks for that line to get reopened, which was a monumental effort when you see some of those photos. I remember asking, like, how are we going to get this reopened? And we had to build temporary roads to be able to bring in material because right by the Kinneytown Dam, there wasn't really a lot of access. Working on the road can be a little bit easier in some instances because you can get from point A to point B. But on the rail line, it's really hard to get crews and material out to where they can do the work. The three bridges that we still have to replace with permanent structures, two are in Oxford, one's in Southbury. And actually, you know, talking about the work that we're doing, you know, we're looking at Route 67 over the Little River in Oxford. One of the bridges washed away there. We have a temporary structure in place. But what we're going to do while we're out there is we're going to replace another nearby bridge as well that has a similar design of the one that had washed away. Let's not play a game of chance. Let's not roll the dice. While we're there, let's replace both bridges to make sure that they can withstand, you know, these heavy, significant rainstorms. And that's something that we try to do around the state when we look at our infrastructure. The climate is changing. The storms are becoming more intense, more severe. Historically, in the last 3-4 years, it's been a lot wetter in terms of rain than it has been for snow. This last winter maybe being the exemption because of the snow that we had. Mm. But we're looking at how we can, you know, maybe replace some of these bridges that are being supported by these smaller culvert pipes, maybe putting larger pipes and maybe just removing the pipes altogether and having it be a span bridge so more flow can go underneath the bridge if we get these 100, 500, or 1,000-year storm events. But again, you know, this is a multi-million-dollar rebuild effort. We're so appreciative of the federal support that we received. It was less than 3 weeks after we had declared an emergency declaration in Connecticut that the federal government gave Connecticut $3 million in quick relief funds, which allowed us to pay contractors, you know, keep work going. And then in October 2025, another $25 million was granted to Connecticut to help with these relief efforts. So, again, federal, state, local governments all working hand in hand to try to reopen the state and make sure our infrastructure is built to last.
And you kind of answered my final question, Josh, which is when you have weather events like we saw 2 years ago or even the windstorm we saw on July 4th, which absolutely destroyed, you know, one or two towns significantly in the state of Connecticut, a separate part of the state. Does it make the DOT relook at, you know, our infrastructure in general? Like in recent years, have you guys had to kind of reimagine or recalculate how everything is or kind of cross T's and dot I's more than before? Or is it pretty par for the course?
No, it's something that we keep top of mind. You know, we have, you know, brilliant engineers and planners that are, you know, specialized in hydraulic flow. And they will, you know, talk your ear off about peak flows and volumes and, you know, what a structure is rated to handle. You know, some of the smartest people in the world are looking at this because we know that a storm can happen. You know, a 1,000-year storm, I forget what the percentage is, you know, it's incredibly unlikely to happen again. But then we say that and then it happens again, you know, in the next year or two, because these storms are becoming more frequent, they're becoming more intense. And it's something that we want to, you know, keep an eye on and then try to future proof our infrastructure the best we can, looking at the low lying areas, looking at the coastline, looking at places where we have water courses and streams and lakes and rivers, things that can flood out and, you know, destroy our infrastructure. We want to be in the best place and best position as possible. Mother Nature is unpredictable. 2 years ago, I don't think anyone expected 15 inches of rain to fall in just a matter of hours, but we're going to do our best. And, you know, that's our commitment to the state of Connecticut is that when we're designing these structures, we're designing them to deal with the impacts of climate change, to deal with the more intense storms that we're facing, to try to prevent what happened 2 years ago. But ultimately, you know, that's an act of Mother Nature and something that even the best prepared people just really couldn't handle because of the amount of water that was coming through the state in just such a quick time.
Josh Morgan from the Connecticut Department of Transportation, thank you so much. Again, taking a look back 2 years ago, historic flooding right here in parts of Connecticut and still rebuilding 2 years later, but certainly a different picture than what we were talking about 2 years ago today. That's for sure. Josh Morgan, again, thank you and the Department of Transportation for what you do for our state of Connecticut. We appreciate your time.